He grabbed her up in a hug and lifted her off the ground. He saw his mother's eyes tear at the thought of him leaving.
"Don't worry, Mother."
She reached up and patted his cheek.
"I'm not worried. I'll just miss my boy. You'd better start packing. Remember, Nabi Ulmal Hamash Mostaganemi, you need to be strong and serious. Don't let anyone push you around." "Yes, Mother,"
Nabi called as he raced to pack. Nabi stood in front of the double doors leading to the hospital's labor and delivery wing and cringed. He'd been in Kingston, Kentucky for several months, and he still didn't know what to think. It was as if he were living in an alternate universe. Kingston was a small town outside of Lexington. Most of the residents worked for the town, owned farms, or had shops on Main Street. He was working and learning from his idol, but nothing else was going according to plan. The more he tried to be in charge and the more serious he acted, the more people rolled their eyes at him and said something he didn't understand, like, "Bless your heart." But the prince and princess were the worst. They insisted he call them Mo and Danny. 21 years of training had taught him to bow in their presence, yet Danny would get mad at him for doing so. Nabi looked back through the doors as he heard a scream coming from Her Royal Highness. She was about to give birth to a royal heir of Rami. He was charged with protecting the door, although he didn't know from whom. No one in this strange town seemed to care about members of the royal family living among them. They were treated like everyone else. No one bowed. No one called them by their titles. He was absolutely baffled. The only good thing was that Ahmed's training had put 20 pounds on Nabi. He had also begun a late growth spurt. Ahmed said the same happened to him when he was in his early 20s. Nabi puffed up with pride as he stood against the doors. He was going to be a strong soldier like Ahmed. He was off to a good start. After all, he was guarding the royal heir. The sound of running feet caught his attention. He leaned forward to determine if they were running toward or away from the doors he was guarding. Toward. Definitely toward. Nabi put his hand on the gun he had hidden underneath his black suit jacket, but relaxed when he saw it was only four old women who ran toward him.
"Get out of the way, Nabi,"
Miss Daisy May Rose ordered. He narrowed his eyes. No one called him by his full name here. Miss Lily Ray Rose slid to a stop in her orthopedic shoes.
"Come on, you heard my sister. Scoot."
"Yeah,
we have a new citizen of Kingston to welcome,"
Violet Fay Rose, the third of the Rose sisters, said with her hands on her generous hips.
"I have the gift basket,"
Edna, Miss Lily's neighbor, huffed as she lifted up a basket filled with homemade goodies. Nabi held up his hands.
"I am sorry. I cannot let anyone through."
"Humph. Well, bless your heart. I know you're just trying to do your job, but you need to move."
Miss Lily and her white-haired horde pushed forward. Nabi took a step backward. His heels pushed up against the door as he heard the sound of more feet running toward them. John Wolfe, the town's king of gossip, Kenna Mason Ashton and her new husband Will, and Will's mother Betsy Ashton hurried up to join the others.
"Move, Nabi,"
Kenna ordered.
"I cannot."
"Bless your heart, you will. You just don't know it yet," she said sweetly.
Someone was going to have to explain to him what this saying meant.
"Are we too late?"
Paige Davies Parker asked as she approached with her mother, Marcy Davies, and her sisters-in-law, Caitlin, Annie, Morgan, and Tammy. Nabi felt himself being pushed backward. The handle of the door dug into his back as he held on for dear life. No training could prepare him for this. The mob was armed with cakes, casseroles, and baby booties. They were relentless as he locked his hands on the bar of the door and prayed he'd live to make it home. He was going to ask for a transfer tomorrow. Anything to get out of this crazy town. Chapter 1. Kingston, Kentucky, current day. Nabi woke with a start. Someone was in his room. Over the 17 years he had lived on Mo and Danny's farm as their head of security, he had been woken up numerous times by people sneaking in. At first he thought it was strange, but now he was used to it. He had locked his doors and windows, installed security, activated motion